This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Prater Watts. The game show Says You has been a public radio staple for the past 20 years, delighting audiences with bluff and bluster, words and whimsy. Current host Barry Nolan recently spoke with me about the history of Says You and its creator, Richard Scherr.
It's a show with a bunch of smart wiseacres sitting around talking about words and abstruse things and figuring out puzzles. It's not, we thought that public radio had to be about grave concerns in places that ended with something Stan, and there was a lot of misery.
How long did it take for the show to get its following?
Oddly, the show worked out pretty well right from the beginning, mm-hmm. because it is the kind of thing that people really responded to, because Richard had this great idea from the beginning. I mean, Richard was really, we all thought he was pretty smart and pretty capable, but we didn't realize how smart and capable he was till he was gone. And we really miss him, because he understood that one of the things that's important about the show he invented was it's not important for anybody to know the answers. It's just important to sort of like the answers when you find out.
Mm-hmm.
One of his early ones that really amazed me, both as a question and the fact that one of our panelists, Arnie Reisman, got it, was this category called Odd Man Out, where you so three of the following have something particular in common. One does not, which is the odd man out. 5 points for knowing which one, 5 points for knowing why. And Arnie got this. And the people were Long John Silver, George Washington, Philip of Macedonia, and Hamlet. Which is the odd man out, Caroline? 5 points for knowing why, for knowing who. Five points for knowing why.
Putting me on the spot, I have no idea.
Arnie got it because somehow he knew and remembered that Philip of Macedonia was Alexander the Great's father.
Mm-hmm.
And at some siege, he had been struck in the eye with an arrow, and so had replaced it with a wooden eye. And so Philip of Macedonia had a wooden eye. George Washington, of course, according to legend,
right.
had wooden teeth.
Right.
Long John Silver had that famous wooden leg. So Hamlet was the only guy with all his parts. And it's cool to just to find out, to be able to go to the water cooler the next day and go, so I was reading about Philip of Macedonia the other day. Like what, another one that Arnie got, for instance, was quotes. Who said this and what were the circumstances? What we need now is not nostrums, but normalcy. And almost any place we've ever been, just because of the kind of audience that self-selects for a show like this, if nobody in the panel knew it, Richard could throw it out to the audience, and somebody in the audience, every place we've ever been,
right.
would know the answer to almost any question, including that one, which was, and Arnie got this, it was said by Warren G. Harding in his inaugural address.
WLRN welcomes Says You to the Sunrise Civic Center Theater for two shows on March 19th and 20th. For tickets, visit saysyou.net and click on the Get Tickets tab. Be sure to follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio for WLRN. I'm Caroline Brader Watts.